WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky, 30 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for some patchy fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy skies this afternoon, a high around 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Police in Red Oak report the arrest last night of a sexual assault suspect. Officials say 29-year-old James Ray Gilvin of Red Oak was taken into custody a little after 10 p.m. at a residence on West Coolbaugh Street. Gilvin was charged with felony sexual abuse in the third degree and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on a $10,000 cash bond. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Elsewhere in area news this morning, a jury deliberating the case of a Pottawatomie County man accused of first-degree kidnapping, attempted murder, and willful injury has instead found the accused guilty of lesser charges. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 41-year-old Darian Love was convicted on felony and misdemeanor assault charges in connection with the alleged seven-hour beating of his girlfriend, Jennifer Pruitt, on May the 5th. The jury's verdict came following 8 hours of deliberation and after an unusual three-day trial during which Love was permitted by the judge to come and go from the proceedings as he pleased and even allowed to watch witness testimony and closing arguments of Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur via closed-circuit television from inside a holding cell at the courthouse. A former Southwest Iowa man has agreed to plead guilty to three fraud-related charges. 54-year-old Robert W. Duncan, who lived in Thurman, entered his pleas to charges he defrauded the Social Security Administration, filed a false income tax return, and made a false statement to a financial institution on Tuesday. Duncan, the former owner and auctioneer for Bob Duncan and Associates, admitted during the plea proceedings that he had defrauded the Social Security Administration of anywhere from $200,000 to $400,000 by receiving benefits he was not entitled to between 1993 and 2011. Duncan also admitted that he'd caused to be filed a false 1040 tax form for the tax year 2008 by underreporting his income, and that he had provided false information or financial documents to the Trainer State Bank to obtain a $225,000 loan in 2005. Duncan faces a potential sentence of up to 30 years in prison, $1 million in fines, and up to 5 years of supervised release. His sentencing is currently set for June 11th in Council Bluffs. The investigation into his activities was conducted by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, the Mills County Sheriff's Office, Internal Revenue Service, the Criminal Investigation Division, the Social Security Administration's Office of Inspector General, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the FBI. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that no injuries were reported following a collision between two semis Wednesday evening. The accident happened on Highway 92 at the intersection with Highway 71 at around 5:10 p.m. A 2006 Freightliner driven by 33-year-old Brandon J. Frank of Griswold was eastbound on Highway 92 when it struck a 2005 Freightliner driven by 24-year-old Stefan Demoski of Woodbridge, Illinois, as Demoski was traveling north on 71. Damage to the semis, totaled $50,000. The sheriff's department says Frank was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and failure to yield the right-of-way. One person suffered possible unknown injuries during a single-vehicle accident Wednesday night south of Gray in Audubon County. Sheriff's officials said Thursday that 40-year-old John Presley Lamp of Indianola was transported by Audubon Fire and Rescue to the Audubon County Hospital after the car he was driving went into a ditch off of westbound 120th Street. The accident happened at around 10:30 p.m. Wednesday as Lamp was driving and looking up at the stars. The man was cited for failure to maintain control. There was no damage to his 2001 Buick. And no injuries were reported after a semi-tractor trailer went out of control and crashed Tuesday afternoon just north of Audubon. The Sheriff's Department said 24-year-old Justin Michael Steffen of Albert Lea, Minnesota, was driving the semi pulling an empty livestock trailer when Steffen lost control of the rig on a slush-covered Highway 71. The semi went into the east ditch, hit a small tree, and continued across a small stream before coming up to rest against the north bank of the creek. Neither Steffen nor his passenger, Clinton Helgett of Comfrey, Minnesota, were injured. Damage to the semi estimated at $60,000, no citations, and officers with the Audubon Police Department assisted at that accident scene. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Sharon Grimm, age 70, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Sharon Grimm will be today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Dwayne Jensen, formerly of Atlantic, died March the 7th in Arizona. Services for Dwayne Jensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Michael Young, age 61, of Harlan, died Monday. A memorial service for Michael Young will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Patricia Brownsberger, age 68, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Pat Brownsberger will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Michael Mick Denning, age 86, of Avoca, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Mick Denning will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Randall Lauritsen, age 48, of rural Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Randall Lauritsen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mirtha Mert Adams Johnson, age 90, formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Mert Johnson will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mark Heckman Sr., age 65, of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life services for Mark Heckman Sr. will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Glendora Lumpkin, age 89, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Glenn Lumpkin will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church in Hancock. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Eugene Hansen, age 79, of Exira, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Hansen are currently pending at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Steve Nelson, age 71, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Jacob Help Center in San Diego. Services for Steve Nelson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.